Hello, everybody. You may have noticed our intro is a little off this week and last week. We will get back with you with a proper intro as we had some recording problems. But I just want to say how grateful I am because we've hit 30,000 people. 30,000 of you have listened to us, and we are truly grateful for that. So thank you very much. Good evening, everybody.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Yes.
Because it's back for us, is what I mean.
It's back for
Well,
me
welcome back.
anyway, isn't
Yeah.
it?
Yeah, welcome back. So we're Sam's case. We're episode six, series
I
three.
thought you said we were episode seven.
No, I think we're episode six.
Okay,
We
I
could be
believe you.
seven. I don't know. Love lost
Somewhere around
count.
there.
Like, we're episodes in. We're like knee deep in it now.
Yeah,
We've got to
knee
carry on.
deep.
Sam's not very well, but I'm forcing her to do this because I'm such a horrible
You
person.
are an awful
I'm like, you will
person.
do this case because we record like every 2 weeks.
Yeah, and we try to get two in a night when we
Yeah,
record.
because otherwise we're doing it every week, which that doesn't sound a lot, but when you've got research the case, it's just stressful.
It's a lot,
So
and
I'm making her do
yeah.
this. But I don't know this case, I don't know.
No.
Go on.
So today we are going to talk about Courtney Clinney.
Don't know.
Yeah, no, I don't think you did. Now this is a domestic violence case that ended in murder, and although I know I've noticed lately that the domestic violence cases that I've covered have tended to go towards like the men being the victim
Yeah.
and the woman being the
This isn't,
perpetrator.
this is the other way around now.
No, this is the same.
Oh.
Yeah, and I think I do that because they catch my eye more, because you don't hear of them quite as frequently as you do the
I don't know. I
others.
think you look at a case, because a lot of the time mine are just news articles, that's how they start off. You look at a case, and if it draws you in, not that every case deserves to be told,
Oh,
but you've
for
got to be
sure.
drawn into that case. And obviously this is pop, yeah, like you said, you drew in more
Yeah.
to the males than the females.
And I got drawn into this one because I saw a video. There's a few, but a video of this, and I think that's what really sort of
Did you
drew
share it
me
on
to
our
the case.
page?
I haven't, but I will. Oh, actually, I think I did ages ago.
Oh.
And don't hold me to that though. So this is quite a recent one, and it did make the headlines when it happened.
When did it happen? Oh,
It
yeah, we'll get
was
to
this
that.
year. I believe
Okay,
it was
so it's
this
a new
year.
one.
Yes. So if you aren't familiar with this case, we are talking about, as I said, Courtney Clinney. She was 25 when the killings took place, and she is now 26. Now, she killed her then partner, Christian, I don't want to butcher this, but Obenseli, known to many as Toby. I don't know why.
What was his name? Christian, but his name is Toby.
Yeah, I
Okay.
refer to him as Christian
I would do that,
because a
let's,
lot
yeah.
of what I read and saw, it said Christian, so I thought
That's
I'll keep it
difficult,
to
isn't
that.
it? Yeah.
Now, he was 27 at the time of the murder, and it seemed from the outside that he had a pretty good life for Courtney. It was all sort of, well,
What
I'll
you
get,
see online is not
yeah, and
always
I'll
what you
get into
see.
that sort of part of it in a minute because she was a big presence online.
Right.
Now, he lived in Miami with this beautiful girl that he met, and they made lots of money. Well, she made lots of money, shall I
What did she
say.
do?
She had her own OnlyFans
Oh,
page
of course she did.
and was, like I said, considered very successful, was an influencer, and
I
she.
am going to start OnlyFans. I have told my husband this. And I've got new
I was going to say,
tits.
why not? Shake what you
I
got, baby.
just need a what is it when they give you a spruce up down below?
Like a vaginoplasty
A
type
designer
thing.
vagina.
Designer vagina.
I don't, I feel like it's better if it's all battered.
I feel like that's so much information right
But anyway, if anyone wants to join my OnlyFans page, I haven't made it yet, but when I do, I'll let you know the name.
Okay, anywho, don't know where to go with that. Let's just go back straight to the case.
Just
Yeah,
plug in, you know? Need the
so
money.
shut up. She had over 2 million people following her on Instagram.
That's good.
I
That's
mean,
good
she
for
was
a
a, like I said,
nobody.
she was a big presence, and it, like I said, it seemed to many that they lived a life of luxury.
Yeah, well, they will if she's got 2 million. I'm telling you now how much she's making. There's a lot.
Well, yeah. So they lived in a waterfront high-rise building thing
Says it all.
place in Miami.
That, but if you can live there, you've made it
Yeah.
basically in Miami as well, man.
Yeah, and well, it's still cheaper than New York, but yeah.
Okay, it
And
might be, but
it
it's definitely more expensive than here.
But this place was like luxury all the
That's what I
way.
mean, exactly, see?
Now, it said that Chris, he hadn't lived there that long, but I couldn't find the exact time frame of when he did move in and how long they stayed there together. So Christian was a well-built guy, very attractive, and people that knew him said nothing but really, really lovely things about him. And they said he was pretty much just a nice, fun-loving, caring type of guy. So, on Sunday the 3rd of April, Christian was found dead, covered in blood with a stab wound to his shoulder by first responders. Sorry, I can't speak. I am poorly. Who were responding to a 911 call placed by Courtney herself, who was also covered in blood.
I mean, it's not looking good, love. No. I'm not going to lie. I mean, I am not a detective, but this is not looking good right now.
So he was rushed to hospital, but would sadly later die due to the severity of these injuries.
Do you reckon she thought he'd die then?
I think at this point she knew it was bad.
Okay. But it's been stabbed in the shoulder, yeah?
Yeah. Okay. But she hit things that shouldn't be hit if you want to be alive.
What, in your shoulder?
Yeah,
so what's there?
You've got your artery. And she hit him on just I think it was a round or just above his clavicle.
Right. Okay.
So it's right.
I hate
in
that word,
the
clavicle.
It freaks me out too. Oh, why? Why does it do that?
Clavicle. I just don't like the word.
I don't like the word because I don't like touching it.
No, that's why I don't like touching bones anyway. I'm like, oh, I don't do chicken or anything. Cool.
Now I know why Tim's so unhappy.
There's not a bone down there. Trust me.
So, yeah, like I said, he was rushed to hospital and died. Now, people that were close to the couple said that they would have, like, really, really intense arguments. You know, it wasn't unusual for them at all. And their friends actually did witness Courtney physically hurting Christian, but no one ever really saw Christian physically abusing Courtney in any way, shape or form.
And also, sometimes I feel like people live like that where they have really explosive arguments. Like, me and Tim bicker a lot, but then sometimes we'll have just one massive, not explosive as in like we'd smash up the house, but like one massive big
like
argument.
Shouting match.
Get out. Not really even shouting, like we'll have 2 minutes of shouting and then we both leave each other alone, but it'll be like, I didn't really know.
You just have a good set too and then get non-violent.
Yeah, then just get on with it. Yeah. Like, you're a prick, leave me alone.
Get all the hate that you've been building up over the last week.
You're sleeping
or two.
Downstairs.
Yeah. Goodbye.
Yeah.
So some friends also said that Christian, not long after he started dating Courtney, that he really sort of changed himself, like his personality. He pulled back and wasn't sort of the going out type of guy that he was
before.
It's
weird how someone can do this to you, though, isn't it?
It is.
But I suppose you don't see it.
No, not when you're in it.
You don't see it. And that love is such a shit thing.
Yeah.
It can be so lovely.
It blinds you, doesn't it?
But it's such, like, that chemical in your brain, whatever it is, what is it when you're in love?
Oxytocin.
It's shit. Like, shouldn't be.
Oh, it fucks you up, doesn't it?
Like, you just don't. Just,
yeah. I know what you mean.
Just crap.
Now, it's good to say at this point that another partner of Courtney's, who was with her, obviously, before Christian was, another well-built man who was actually a former Mr. Olympia.
Mm.
Don't really know what that is, but I'm guessing it's some sort of, like, muscly type.
Olympian? You mean
Olympia, Mr. Olympia.
Oh, maybe some
I'm thinking it's like,
man?
Yeah, something like
okay,
that.
Okay, yeah.
He also suffered a broken jaw, which was said to be caused by Courtney. Obviously, we don't know if that's true, but he said it. So
I'm guessing she was probably quite like a petite girl.
Yeah.
And
I think well, she's OnlyFans, you know, and she's attractive.
I mean, you'd be fat OnlyFans.
Well, yeah, but skin. I mean,
but
generally,
I'm just guessing
she
probably is.
Yeah.
And I'm saying probably that, like, the people that, when you get with someone and they're a lot bigger and stronger than you, I suppose you then think that you can then hit them.
Yeah.
Like, you could punch them and it wouldn't affect them as much as if they were smaller. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Even though it does.
Yeah, but I do sort of see what you're saying.
Yeah, I just think.
Yeah. So, but there are also other partners that, since this has all come out, that have come forward to say that Courtney was aggressive.
Good, I'm glad they have.
And that she even tried to stab one or two of them at different times.
So this is like a thing.
Yeah,
like
there was definitely two separate times.
Do you know, though, right, not that I'm sticking up for her at all, but some people just get so enraged that they can't function. Like, I know when I'm really angry, like, I just get so angry that it doesn't matter what's in front of me. Like, if I want to get, do you know what I mean? Like,
if you want to get
out,
I will
pick up something and just throw it at somebody. Yeah. I won't think twice. And that's terrible. And I admit it myself. My rage is so intense. And it only lasts a couple of seconds.
Yeah.
But in those couple of seconds, you could do so much to somebody.
See, I don't get that. I get the rage, but I don't throw things in that. I just, like, scream and go, rah! That sort of thing.
Yeah.
Fuck off.
Maybe
away
I should learn
me.
To do that. My poor husband. I don't beat him.
No, you don't. You should. But you don't. Know. You shouldn't.
No, sorry. I shouldn't.
I don't mean that. Tim's all right.
I should whack him a few times.
We like Tim.
Ish. Depends what mood I'm in.
Well, yeah, depends what mood he's in, to be
honest. Yeah, definitely. He's definitely got, like, split personality.
Oh, yeah, for sure. For sure.
It's like in the morning he's so happy, and then comes 6 o'clock, he's like fucking Jack and Hyde, isn't it? But he's a morning person though. He loves it.
He is. It's so weird, isn't it? I don't understand morning people. I wish I was. I'd give anything.
Oh, I'd love to just get up.
Be like, do some yoga, get my life sorted. I wake up and I sit on my phone for half an hour because I can't get out of bed. Contemplate
my life.
Do
you know
what
I've been doing for this last whole week? It's using my alarm and not getting up to it. I don't do that. I don't know what's
wrong. I never do that. I do get up and go on my phone, but I never snooze.
Get up, come downstairs, make a cup of tea, sit on the
sofa. So you're out of bed, yeah.
But I've not been doing that. It's really bad.
Yeah. Anyway, back to this. What did I say? She had abused other boyfriends. So it seems like a knife was kind of her weapon of choice, you know.
I suppose it's scary as well. So
it is, and she's little, and these blokes are big, so I guess to her it's sort of like, I can hurt you with this.
She's probably thinking you can stop me at any point, because you're big and muscly, maybe.
I don't know. I don't think she was like that. Given the research that I've done, I think she was quite sort of up herself, quite cocky, quite like all about her own importance. I think it's just because she was petite and they were bigger, it was more like, I can actually hurt you, so fuck off. Now, Courtney was also well known for her party lifestyle, and she also, at the time of her arrest, had two previous DWIs under her belt that she previously had spent, I think when she was around 18, 3 days in jail for.
Yeah, but DWIs are driving offences, aren't they?
Yeah, driving whilst like under the influence. Someone, you know? Yeah, but it's just sort of portraying what kind of life she was living.
She probably thinks, because she has got this influence on so many other things, because when you're online you've got 2 million people, say half of them, 1 million, are following everything you do. They're buying everything you tell them to buy. You've got this importance about yourself that like, I can do anything, I can make me, so I can
people love me.
I can drive piss.
And also how true it is, we don't know yet, but white privilege does come up in this.
Yeah, I can imagine so.
So she also, and the second DWI that she had was due to be in court in 2020, but this happened before.
Right, okay.
She also had another lawsuit pending against her concerning destruction of property, which I don't think, from what I've read, was anything to do with Christian. This was a completely different lawsuit.
Okay.
I don't know what it was. I don't know. All I can find out, it was destruction of property.
Okay.
So since Christian's passing, the case has made headlines purely because of everything, but also people, I guess the super sleuths of the internet, have gone through his Twitter and found some actually truly awful things said by him aimed towards black women.
Right.
Now, Christian was black himself.
Right.
So some of these tweets compared, there's quite a lot of them.
Right.
But they sort of compared black women's body parts to white women's body parts, with the white women being superior.
This is before he was with her?
It just says they were tweets on him. It doesn't say whether it's during the time with her or
I'd like to know that. That'd be interesting.
Yeah. He said he would say things like, I just can't stand these, don't take this word for word, but basically it was, I can't stand these black women, Mick, gross sort of thing. I love my white women and I ain't dating no mangy black people and stuff
that's
like that.
Awful,
and it really surprised me, being of colour himself.
Yeah.
You think that he'd have,
maybe not even fancy them and look at that,
but
go
have
on
some respect
line
for them. Yeah.
Well, that's just,
I mean, these girls are his mum, his sister, you know, his aunt.
That's
or
just having respect in general to anybody, isn't it? To just not
for
go online.
For humanity.
And you put something online, it's on there forever.
Yeah. I mean, I know a lot of dickhead men, but I don't think they're all dickheads.
No, yeah.
But yeah,
90% of them are, yeah.
Yeah, this was his kind of, this is what has been found anyway. The irony of all that being that it was a white woman that killed him. So,
yeah.
There you go. There has been some internet things online somewhere in the ether that are calling for black women to not support this case because of these tweets.
Oh, I get that, but then they're just as bad as him.
See, I don't know how I feel about this at all, because, I get it. I understand the outrage about what he said, the lack of respect, da-da-da-da-da. And if he was alive, he should have some sort of comeuppance because of that. I truly, truly believe that.
Yeah, but what kind of comeuppance can he get? Because he hasn't actually said it about one particular person.
Yeah.
He couldn't then go and say, you know, whatever online thing they've got to charge you with now.
Yeah.
Because he said it in general, and it's shit. And
I just
said it
more because Courtney was in the public eye, and okay, Christian wasn't, not even to the degree that she was, but people knew who he was. Mm. So yeah, there should have been some naming and shaming at least. Yeah. You know, I get that.
But if they don't support it, they're just as bad as him in my eyes.
My thing is, did those tweets, I mean, that's not why he got killed, but do those tweets justify a killing?
No, of course not.
No,
exactly.
I don't think they do at all. I just think, you know, I get the outrage, I do. And yeah, call him a knobhead, whatever. But his friends do say he was lovely. So was he a young lad that made some stupid, stupid, bloody comments?
I mean, I'm glad there was an internet like there is now when we were younger.
Oh my
I just feel
God,
so sorry
for my kids.
I can't
even think the stuff that I would have written.
And the stuff that they read and see online is truly horrific. Yeah. It would have scarred me for a long time.
Yeah.
They're going to have thick skins when
the
they grow up.
Bullying and all, you know. So, yeah, but he did that and it was wrong and he's a knobber for that.
But he's not here to
And you can't judge people on every wrong thing that they do. And at the end of the day, although horrible, it wasn't the worst thing that could have ever happened. Mm-hmm. Like you said, nobody was hurt. Nobody was pinpointed specifically. It was just a general, I don't like black women, but said in a really nasty way.
Exactly.
Since Christian got killed, neighbours have told police that the couple were known for domestic disputes. And that on more than one occasion, the police had been called to the building due to all this going on with them. And within the last month of Christian being alive, the police had been called 7 times. Often they were called by Courtney herself.
That's strange, isn't it?
It is. But then if you're in that kind of relationship, I guess, where they're blaming you, you know, that sort of dynamic where it's the victim's fault and that, then she's probably... And also she is a small woman, he's a big man, you know, who they're going to believe, me or you?
Yeah.
So I see it. I did think to begin with, same she, that's strange that she was the one calling the police, but I guess it's sort of, you know, poor me, look at me type thing.
Yeah, that's true.
Now, friends have also said that Christian would always try to downplay Courtney's aggression towards him and that he would like place the blame for this on her alcohol consumption, basically saying that she only done it when she was drinking heavily,
which can often happen. That's the majority of abuse does happen then.
Yeah, I don't know if drugs are involved. I'm gonna say with that lifestyle, I'd safely bet that there probably was, but I don't know that. There was reference to blow somewhere along the lines, but I couldn't work out if this was true or not, so I didn't add it. I would assume there was drugs involved too.
I would as well.
So Courtney is claiming that she killed Christian in self-defense and that he was the aggressor in the relationship. Her attorney also says that she was the victim.
Well, he's going to, isn't he?
Yeah, obviously. And that I guess he's doing it to win the case, but he also sort of went, oh, and she's been a victim of human trafficking. And then said no more about it.
Oh, okay. We're doing, but he's putting, planning it in the jury's head.
Yeah, he's putting it in there. Well, it's not a jury yet, but
this is what he's come out and said.
Yeah, but he's loading his case, isn't he?
Of course he is, yeah. Because people are going to see this. It's going to be hard to find somewhere where they can have this case where people haven't heard of it. This is a problem now they've got.
Yeah. The family also heavily dispute this claim of trafficking, saying that there's absolutely no evidence whatsoever and Courtney has saying that Courtney has always travelled and come and gone as she pleased.
Well, they don't know that though. Let's just put that out there.
Do know that she travelled.
Yeah, they don't know that she was ever trafficked at any point in her life.
No, they don't. But they have said that there is no evidence, and they have done a lot of digging since Christian died.
Yeah, but they're not the police, and you know.
No, but they have.
And how much can
you dig? I do say it. Mention it later. But they also found witnesses in that the police hadn't even bothered to...
Yeah, but they probably wouldn't because it's easy. Open, shut case to the police. You'll get this.
Well, yeah, see this in a minute.
It's up to the lawyers to then go out and find more witnesses, isn't it?
We're
going to put a quick ad break in and then we'll be back.
Blah, 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 blah. We'll be right back.
For part two, I suppose. So our very first sponsor, and it is HelloFresh. And we are so excited, not just to have an ad that we can give to you guys, but an ad that I actually use.
And you have, yeah.
Yeah, so my cooking skills are below average.
something like that.
They're not that great, but using HelloFresh, everything is weighed out for you, measured, you can't go wrong. It's so easy how to cook.
And dummies, Brian, you can do it. I've literally been to Bryony's and I had that. Oh, what was it? You made me the Irish stew. Oh,
lovely.
Oh, it was so good. It was so good. And like, I can honestly say, I would have thought somebody else cooked it if I didn't watch you do it, genuinely. And also, I helped you eat the leftovers of that cheeseburger thing.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called. It was cheese. It was like wedges and cheeseburger. It was so delicious.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, was nice. I say I helped you eat it. Might have it a little bit. Yeah, it was. Long. It was really, really good. So, like, if that's the kind of thing that you're into.
Easy. I do it because it's easy. My life is really, really busy at the moment. Yeah. And they're sort of, you can do the meals in 10, 15 minutes. Prep time, cooking, you know, you've got a meal on the table in half an hour, 45 yeah. minutes. And everyone in my family eats it.
Yeah. And there's so much choice.
Yeah. You can't go wrong.
So to get this offer, use code HELLO60AFF.
That is HELLO60AFF. For 60% off your first box and then 25% off for the next 2 months.
I mean, that's not bad, is it?
That's a good offer.
It's worth a try, if nothing else.
You need to get that offer.
Honestly, if Bryony can do it, you can do it.
It is for dummies, some of them. And I'll admit, I cannot cook. I don't like cooking, no. But I do like this. It's simple, yeah. It's easy. I can't go wrong. Step-by-step instructions, yeah. Man. It says when to put stuff in the pan. You cannot go wrong. But anyway, yeah. So honestly, use code HELLO60AFF for 60% off your first box and then 25% off for 2 months after that.
Yeah.
Thank you. And we are back.
We are back. So going straight back in. Now, Courtney claims that Christian instigated the attack on her that evening, pushing her to the floor and grabbing her neck. And that the only choice she had to ensure her own safety was to stab him. Now, she also has said that she threw the knife across the room at quite a distance, and the knife penetrated into Christian's shoulder.
Meh.
Yeah.
I mean, that is not that. I mean, that I've heard worse, yeah. But I've also heard a lot better.
And also, my thing is, and I know all situations are different, but if she's across the room, why isn't she running? Why is she...
Throwing a knife, you gotta make sure that knife. That yeah. I mean, that's have they tested that out?
Yes, this is my next bit.
I love this.
So basically, the knife penetrated 8 centimeters and was in a
lot.
Downward facing motion. And they said the force needed to go behind it. It couldn't have been from like a distance.
Unless you're a javelin thrower.
Well, maybe that. Maybe who knows? You got some weight behind you, maybe. But yeah, it's basically. And the medical examiner has said like it's. Not that's not possible.
It is not what happened, Courtney. You need to come up with a better story.
Nope.
True story.
Now, Courtney's defense is trying hard to get this picture of her being this like vulnerable victim and talking about
and she can
how
play
she
it
suffered.
So well. That's the thing.
Yeah, and she does. And the pictures you've seen when she's been in like in front of the judge, she's no makeup. I think she's put on weight. Her hair scraped back. You know, it's all the things that. I mean, she looks like shit, to be honest.
Cool. You wouldn't like fucking
you
shit.
You wouldn't
love.
Believe it's the same girl that you see the photos yeah. of like Instagram.
Well,
and
not
really
funny, but it's the filters on Instagram are just marvellous.
Oh, they are good.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Snapchat.
But it is, like we said, it's not real.
Yeah.
It's only the best bits of your life that is on bloody Facebook
indeed,
and Instagram
lover.
And all that. So during the break that these two were on, before Christian died, and they were on and off quite a lot from what I can gather, but in the month before they died, during that break, Courtney has said that her mum at one point had to come and stay with her and help her as Christian wouldn't leave her alone. And he was always trying to get back into the building. And when he got into the building, he was sleeping in areas like common areas of the building, just sort of staying there and just trying to get into the apartment when he could. Obviously, this has been heavily disputed by his family's defence attorneys.
Surely they've got CCTV in the apartment.
I think there is some. Yeah. And there are also witnesses. And the witnesses have said that, yeah, he did try and get in the building in that. So, you know, I think there is some truth to that. It's also been said that he demonstrated this behaviour quite a few times, or I don't know about quite a few times, actually, I'm just adding that in there. But he had demonstrated that behaviour in the days other than that sort of specific time.
What, hanging out in her apartment and stuff?
Or just trying to, like, just hanging around, being a bit of a lurker,
trying to get in. In these relationships is often one really loves... Yeah. The other one, and they will do crazy shit. So yeah. Maybe he could have done this crazy shit.
Could have, yeah.
And she maybe couldn't get rid of him.
Yeah.
You don't know, do you?
Yeah, it happens. It really does. Courtney had also told a friend that Christian had been stealing from her. But then again, you know, yeah, maybe he did. I don't know. I honestly don't know.
He obviously didn't have as much money as she did.
No, but, you know, that is the thing. Like, was he stealing off her? Was he taking what he thought he was entitled to? Was he taking his own stuff?
Was he entitled to anything, though?
You just don't know, do you? But even if legally he's not, he may well have thought he was.
Yeah, you always think you are.
Yeah, we just don't know because it hasn't gone to court yet. I guess a lot of this will come out as fact or fiction.
You have to do an update when it goes to court then.
Yeah, yeah, no, we definitely will. So there is footage of, this is the what I saw when I sort of found the case.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's footage of them in a, I nearly said a radiator.
They're in a radiator. Man.
They're not in a radiator, they're in an elevator.
do Americans call radiators radiators?
I have no idea. They have storage units. I don't know. I have no idea.
Yeah,
air conditioning and whatnot.
Yeah. And that is heat, isn't it?
I haven't got a clue. I think it does. Yeah,
it's quite hot over there. Not always everywhere, but most of the time.
Yeah, Miami's hot. Yeah. But yeah, anyway, they're in this elevator, not radiator. And she is just going to town on him, shouting, I'm sorry, I'm doing the actions. You can't see that. She's punching him, she's kicking him, she's jumping on him. So what he does is he sort of cowers, he sort of shields himself. Aww. He does push her off, but it is in a defense manner. From what I watched, it looked like defense. You could see he was angry and not happy, but the main thing, he was trying to get her off. And at one point he did try to restrain her, but I didn't see anything of him actually being violent towards her other than defending himself.
Yeah.
There is also an incident that was recorded by someone that they don't know, that I think was in the building or lived in the building. And in this recording, it's Courtney basically saying to Christian that she's going to hurt herself. And, you know, she's sort of really run quite.
Well, like, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah,
sort of thing.
Basically.
Who's recording this, sorry?
Just somebody that was in the building. Like I said, I don't know if it's a neighbour or not, but somebody that was in the building, they don't know them.
Right, okay.
And Christian is on the footage trying to sort of calm her down and de-escalate the situation.
Okay.
So from the footage that we've seen, seems that she was the aggressor, she was the shouter, and he was always trying to sort of calm all the shit down.
Yeah.
So the day that Christian died, it's been reported that it started as quite a nice day. It was peaceful. They were sort of playing around, chilling out, messing about with the dogs.
Who reported this?
I don't know. It's just been reported, all right?
Just been reported.
And then around lunchtime, estimated around 1:15, Christian made his way to the local Subway sandwiches to grab them some food, but he did not return until 4:30.
What time did he leave?
1:30, 1:15.
Okay.
I'd
be pissed if I was waiting for
lunch. Yeah, I would. I am going to assume, but it's an assumption only, that she wouldn't expect him to be out that long.
Yeah.
But again, I couldn't find anything saying that that wasn't the case.
Yeah.
So, in Christian's absence, Courtney...
The thing is, as well, we've got her account of this. This is probably her saying, he went out to grab me lunch. How do we know they haven't had an argument and he's fucked off and then he's come back? You just don't know, do you?
No.
I mean, if you're just going out to grab lunch and you take that long, I just feel like you're probably not grabbing lunch.
No, you're doing...
It'd come to, like, fucking 2 o'clock and I'd be like, where the fuck are you with my lunch?
More like, where's my sandwich? Look.
Yeah.
So, yeah, whilst Christian was out doing whatever it was he was doing... Courtney recorded a few posts for Instagram. She seemed really happy, quite chilled, upbeat.
Yeah, but it's a 10-second post, man. I'm telling you now, you can be the most cheerfulest person, have the most tidiest background of your house, and then the other side of your house looks like a bomb's hit. Trust me, I do it.
Yeah.
Right.
So just before the stabbing took place, it said that Courtney was on the phone with her mum.
Mm-hmm.
And in this phone call, her mum overheard her say, Courtney was sort of shouting repeatedly, you're lying, you're lying. Like, I say shouting, she's screaming.
You said repeatedly, you're lying, you're lying. I mean, I feel like if you said repeatedly, you're lying, people would have known it had been repeated.
All right.
Just putting that out there.
Chill your beans.
Just saying, you know.
Chill your beans.
I just wanted something to get you on.
Oh, yeah, because I caught you on the last one.
You're lying repeatedly.
Repeatedly.
Go on, yeah.
She said it more than once.
Did she?
Yeah, she did. Now, within only 12 minutes of Christian getting home and this phone call taking place, Christian was stabbed.
But so was her mum on the phone the whole time?
I don't think so.
But her mum said she heard this and she's put this is in the arrest affidavit.
Yeah.
And there's no more about what her mum said.
There may well be. I didn't actually read the affidavit. I looked at other things. But no, it's a lie. I did read some of the affidavit.
But some of it's so long, though, isn't it?
Yeah. And I don't get some words in it. I'm like, I have no idea what's actually being
said. I don't even know what did I say in the last case?
What did you say? It was like a little or a lot.
It wasn't.
And you said something.
I tried to use a big word. Yeah,
and it went wrong. So, yeah, so within 12 minutes, he'd been stabbed. I don't think he was dead at that point. Now, it was just before 5 p.m. when she finally made the call to 911.
And what time did he get in, sorry?
Around 4:30.
Right, okay.
In which she was heard saying over and over, "I'm so sorry, baby." Not to the 911 person, to Christian.
Oh, okay.
I know you were looking at me blankly then. Like,
Hi there, I'm so sorry, baby.
So after Christian had been stabbed and before that Courtney rang the emergency services, a call was once again made to her mum. That's how I know that the first call didn't carry on.
Oh, okay, yeah.
And that call lasted 7 minutes.
And was that, do you know what was said in that call?
No, we do not know what was said in that call.
Meh.
However, her mum did message her, saying that she must make sure to tell the police that it was self-defence and that she should not say anything until her lawyer was present.
Yeah. This is so hard because if you're a mum, you
want to protect your kid, don't you?
Oh man,
sorry, I'm rattling papers.
So whatever was said on that phone call is obviously not good then. Let's face it. I mean, obviously innocent till proven guilty, I get that, but whatever was said in that phone call, why would you message her that anyway? What a knob.
Well, yeah, obviously they're gonna look at your phone, and although I guess that could be construed to say, well, I was telling her to say what happened.
Yeah.
So Courtney, however, did not take her mum's advice. It's not actually completely clear whether she saw the message before this or not.
Right, okay.
And she did talk to police, but she did say that Christian was the instigator and she had no choice but to defend herself. Mm-hmm. So at no point did she say that Christian had any weapons and that, as I said earlier, she had no marks or any... Oh, I don't think I did say that, actually.
No, you didn't say she
had no marks or anything on her during the time that the police were interviewing her. And she told them that she didn't know if the stabbing was justified.
I mean, Courtney, I mean, maybe you should have talked to your lawyer first.
Yeah.
Liar.
So Christian was found bleeding out in Courtney's arms when authorities arrived. And it's been noted that he had been bleeding for a significant amount of time.
Yeah, I mean,
before
they can
tell
this, man. Yeah. It's their job. Even police, when they walk in, they can tell when a stabbing's just happened to when a stabbing's happened half an hour ago. Come on.
And there was blood everywhere.
Yeah.
So she was officially arrested 4 months after the stabbing and killing took place. And this was said to be after Courtney had suffered a nervous breakdown due to the second degree murder charge that she was being charged with.
Okay.
She's pled not guilty and still maintains her innocence, of course. So as of this month, she's been denied bail by the Miami-Dade Circuit Judge Laura Sheeran. I think that's right. It's spelled like Ed Sheeran, so I'm going with it. Laura Sheeran Cruz, due to the evidence already collected and that she obviously has amassed millions of pounds both before and after the murder.
Amassed. Oh, okay.
Like,
sorry.
She's earned.
But that's good for the economy, surely. Surely it is, though.
But obviously, I guess because of the money, she's a flight risk.
Yeah,
basically.
And also as well, she's people know who she is.
Yeah.
Your only fans are going to go up, let's face it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure there's somebody out there that would want to hide her.
Yeah.
So there is so much evidence coming out with this case, other than what I've already said. So there are photos of Christian with bruises and cuts and... Some of them were so bad that they needed stitches. There's messages of him saying that he had a concussion and was vomiting and bleeding from an injury that Courtney caused him. And there was also one that a message saying that Courtney had stabbed him twice in the leg. So again, she likes her knives. And it's so bad that he could barely walk, and she was also screaming at him and calling him racial slurs, and that he was suffering major anxiety because of this. Now, a snippet of messages back and forth between the two say, now I have a lump, I'm bleeding, throwing up, and much more. I won't go into all of them, but sort of that is the gist of it. And he was sort of adding just... Basically, it was sort of him describing, like, what you've done to me. Like, this isn't great. I don't think he was particularly lovely in the messages, but it wasn't, from what I've read, it wasn't massively aggressive to her, more pissed off and stating what she did.
Yeah.
There was also a message that sort of said, it's difficult because it did mention that him sleeping in the building and that. But the way the messages sound, it was after an attack.
Right, okay.
And he didn't really know what to do.
Yeah.
So there's that.
Did he have his own place then? You don't know.
No, he lived with her.
Right, okay.
There's also a message saying that they were in, he was in hospital getting something that she'd done to him looked at. And she sent him a message saying something along the lines of, you're, take this time to think about what you've done and enjoy the hospital.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, so.
Sounds like a delight. Yeah. To be honest with you.
Yeah.
Sounds lovely.
She also said, this is how I have written down there. She said, I'm sorry for hitting you in the face in that message. I'm sorry for hitting you in the face and spitting on you. Is that right? No, you just pissed me off, but I still love you.
Oh, and that's nice of her.
Yeah. And like I said, there is more out there for sure. Now, Christian's family attorneys have said that they are planning to file a wrongful death civil lawsuit against Courtney.
I mean, to be fair, they'll probably get some money out of it. Not that it's about money.
No, but... it's not. It doesn't bring him back at all, does it? But,
no.
You know, I guess, I don't know. I don't know. Would that even make a difference to them? Probably not. But they are going to do it. And as far as I'm aware, there's no set date for the court case as of yet. And this, as of this month, there's no set date. This month, this month was her sort of, what was it, pre-hearing?
Yeah, yeah.
When she pled and whatnot.
Yeah, and what did she plead?
Not guilty.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Christian's mum, bless her, she only found out that he died the Monday after he died. So he died on Sunday. She found out on the Monday because people to do with organ donation rang her to clarify that he was an organ donor.
Oh my God.
That's awful.
That
isn't
is
it?
Awful on everyone's part.
That's
that
disgusting.
Is fucking terrible.
Disgusting. It's just, I couldn't even imagine.
I'm not going to lie. I haven't heard the best feedback on the Miami police. I'm not going to lie about that.
Mm.
I think you get your good ones.
Yeah.
But I also think you get your really lazy, bad ones.
They're not like crime scene.
And
Miami.
There's a lot of crime in Miami. It's a big crime city and they've got a lot to deal with.
There's a lot of money in Miami as well, isn't there? With money comes crime.
Yeah, but at the same time, to not tell the victim's family, I mean, it's being treated as murder.
Yeah.
So, oh man.
It's just crazy, isn't
How horrendous for that woman.
They're also got outraged because there's been footage released of Courtney while she was, I think it was within the time frame of her getting charged.
Yeah.
Of her out drinking in a bar with her family. It says that she's showing no remorse, but then...
It's hard to show remorse all the time.
All the time, yeah.
So, you have got to live your life.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, you might go to prison for life.
Yeah.
So.
And devil's advocate, if she is not guilty, then...
And if she gets found not guilty, she gets found not guilty.
Yeah, and she will be out doing these things. So, but yeah, the family feel really, really strongly that Courtney should have been in prison at that time. And this is where the white privilege come in. They think that because she was a white, rich female, that the cops treated her differently. And also her victim was a black male.
And I know you can pay him off.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. That's very true, actually. Yeah, that sounds awful to say it. And that you think nowadays that, especially our English listeners, will go, no, I know they're not so blinded, actually, but they'll go, oh, it's not like that anymore. Like my mum, because it's not like that anymore. I'm like, mum, it is still like that, actually.
Yeah.
It is still like it was 10, 15 years ago, and it shouldn't be like that at all. There should be no divide.
Yeah. Also, with the white privilege thing, the family think it sort of came into play because... The I don't know the guy's name, but the investigator that attended the scene.
I mean, he should be sacked.
Well, yeah.
To be fair.
I don't know if he has been, to be fair.
He probably wouldn't have been. He probably got an award.
Yeah. He wrongly and prematurely concluded after less than 24 hours that the killing was not a crime of violence. And without conducting an investigation, he said that, you know, basically it's all fine and the death was unprovoked. And... didn't really go looking for any evidence after that until later on.
So then there's evidence lost then?
Yeah, of course.
Because there's blood spatter. There's like, you know, there could have been, they could have had a fight over, like imagine if they'd had a big fight over there, but you know what I mean?
Yeah. The family have also stated, I think I said this, well, I said something around this earlier, that they themselves found witnesses like the person who had the recording of them where she was saying, I'm going to kill myself.
Yeah.
That at that point, the police hadn't bothered to go and interview.
Do you know what though, right? So although they think white privilege, because she's rich, because she's this, because she's that, people treat her differently. But also as well, there comes the fact that because she is famous and this has been around and people do know about it, you get more witnesses coming forward going, I've got this, I've got this. So it's working both ways, really. Yeah.
And I guess to a degree, not that I'm sticking up for them, but the police have got to tread very, very carefully because it is going to be in the news and stuff.
Yeah, but which means they should have done more than this.
Yeah, oh no, I agree because with that completely.
You've got people like us going, what the actual fuck? So you decided in less than 20 minutes that it wasn't a crime. Yeah. Oh, well done. I mean, well done. That's what I mean. Miami police, man, they're not all that cracked up to be.
Now, when Courtney was arrested, she was actually in a rehab centre in Hawaii.
Oh, so there was drugs. Oh, it could have been alcohol.
Yeah, well, it said it was due to alcohol abuse and PTSD caused by Christian's death. So, but they had to extradite her, which wasn't a quick process from what I can gather.
Which has held things up.
Yeah, but she is now in jail as of...
But we all know court cases can take years to come together. I mean, at the end of the day, if she's not guilty and she's in jail and she stays in jail for 4 years, that's just awful. Because there's 4 years of her life lost. But then she could get time served if she is sentenced.
Yeah.
I mean, we don't know how long... I mean, let's face it. You look at people that have killed their partners, especially women that have killed men, and the sentences are a lot lower.
Lighter. They are lighter, they are. For sure.
You don't... I mean, you know, if you're looking at death sentence... For somebody, it's off the cards if you're a woman, pretty much. There's not many women on death row.
Yeah.
There is men.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's so awful to think about it because women can be just as violent as men and women can be just as awful as men.
Yeah. And I know it happens less, but it bloody happens. And regularly. Less, but still regularly.
Yeah, of course.
So, so that is everything kind of so far.
Well, obviously she's innocent till proven guilty.
Yeah, she is. From what I've read, there is a lot of evidence against her and not a lot for her. But obviously more
that
can come out.
Nothing.
No, more can definitely come
You've
out.
You've got a jury of 12 people deciding unless she pleads guilty and goes for a plea deal, which could give her 5 years, 10 years, depending on what she's up for. If it's a second degree murder.
Yeah.
And she takes a plea deal, which she probably will end up doing, I bet.
Although she's so cocky, who knows? But maybe she's had a change of attitude.
But she's got money, she's got a good lawyer.
Yeah.
So maybe going to court's not a bad thing. No. I mean, obviously great, the best lawyer might not get you off.
But you've got more of a chance.
You've got somebody that's not working 20 cases and just working 2-3 cases because they're getting paid a lot more.
Yeah.
And they've got a team around them that can go out and find stuff.
Yeah.
I mean, if they can windle up something about getting traffic and they play that to the jury, then...
Yeah. Bing, bang, bosh. Jobs are good.
I mean, at the end of the day, at the minute, she's not earning money. Well, she probably is, actually. Because her OnlyFans is probably... Have you looked to see if her OnlyFans is still up?
No, I haven't.
You should.
Like I said, it was before she was in prison.
You should
look. And I would imagine with her sort of type of work and men that would follow her, she's got supporters for sure and probably people that would finance things for her.
I mean, we all need sugar daddy.
What? What did you say?
I said we all need a sugar daddy.
I thought you said we all knew sugar daddy. I was like, why? Who's sugar daddy?
No, I mean, I would like one. Yeah, anyone
I'd like
available?
One if you know anyone.
I am a size 12.
Cracking perky. Great big boobs now.
They're not that big, actually. No, although, it says they're an F, but I don't believe that.
They're ample.
I don't believe the size on the packaging.
They're a good handful, weren't they?
Yeah, that's all I know. Well, thanks for listening to another
thanks
case.
For listening. And we will, if anything new comes up, we will let you know, but... I don't think we'll hear much for the time being.
We'll post stuff on our Facebook, post stuff on our Instagram, we'll post stuff on our TikTok when I can get back on there because I don't know what I've done again.
Okay.
So, you know, we'll post stuff on there. I did do a story on TikTok the other day, but I can't get on it to show you. It's a story I was reading to you. So, I don't know. But anyway, good night, everybody.
Good night.
If you listen to us when you're going to sleep, we're sorry for shouting.
Bye. Bye.